As evidenced by the crowd at last week's March for Life on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., the pro-life movement is alive and well. In a post-Roe world, it's still needed. Vice President J.D. Vance joined the marchers, thanking them for showing up in such large numbers in this especially frigid January. He made it clear he's one of them and described their cause as our movement. In a video message, President Trump pledged that in his second term, he will protect the historic gains made in his previous administration and will block the push for a federal right to unlimited abortion on demand. Both the president and vice president made clear that targeting of Americans of faith and pro-lifers by the U.S. Justice Department will end. President Trump told the marchers, "I am releasing the Christians and pro-life activists who were persecuted by the Biden regime for praying and living out their faith." Vice President Vance referred to failures by our nation to foster a culture of life, stating, "Our country has not stepped up in the way you have." Sadly, his statement aptly describes a recent action by the United States Senate. Every January, before the March for Life, Congress considers an important piece of pro-life legislation. This year's bill was the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, introduced by Senators James Lankford and Jim Banks. On January 9th, the new Senate Majority Leader, John Thune, held a vote on it. The bill does nothing to limit access to abortion. It simply requires that babies born alive having survived an attempted abortion receive appropriate medical care. It's a simple argument. Leaving this baby to die would be infanticide. The motion for cloture failed 52-47, with every Democrat voting against moving the bill forward. This extremism helped give us a vice president who marched for life, carrying a sign that reads, "I am the pro-life generation." For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.